Vrsat's castle, or Vrsat's tower, was built on a hill 399 meters above sea level. The castle is dominated by a three-story donjon tower, which was built into the eastern rampart, while on the western side there was a semicircular tower. The two towers were connected by the northern and southern ramparts. The space between them was partitioned by a separate wall, dividing the castle courtyard into eastern and western parts. Vrsats, or rather the Eredsumulu settlement, was first mentioned in written sources in the charter of Pope Honorius III, dated January 11, 1227. In that document, the Pope confirmed that Archbishop of Kalocsa Ugrin bought the town of Požega in Slavonia from the Hungarian King Andrew II, giving him, in addition to money, the estate of Eredsumulu. Tumultuous decades and centuries followed, in which the castle changed rulers and states. In the Mongol invasion of Hungary in 1241, the lowland areas of today's Banat also suffered. After the departure of the Mongols in the spring of 1242, to strengthen the country's defense system, King Béla IV began the massive construction of stone fortifications throughout Hungary, especially in the border areas. In the decades after the Mongol invasion, it is believed that the castle in Vrsats was also built, and the first preserved information about it dates back to 1323. At the beginning of the 15th century, the settlement and the Vrsats castle were taken over by Serbian despots. The despot Stefan Lazarevich most likely received it as a possession from the Hungarian king Sigismund during the alliance between the two rulers, which was established by an agreement from 1403 or 1404 and lasted until the despot died in 1427. He was succeeded by the despot Djuraj Brankovic, who most likely ruled Vrsats from 1431 and lost it after the fall of Smederevo in 1439, when the then Hungarian king Vladislav I Jagiellon took the castle from him. The despot Djuraj reconciled with the Hungarian ruler in 1441, but he had to pay for it by handing over many of his possessions in Hungary to Duke John Hunyadi of Transylvania. Once again, Vrsats passed into the hands of despot Djuraj Brankovic after Hunyadi's capture in Serbia in 1448, which happened after the great defeat of the Hungarian army in the conflict with the Turks on the Kosovo field. The governor of Hungary was released from captivity in Smederevo, which the Turks returned to the despot Djuraj in 1444, only after he undertook to pay for the war damage he caused Serbia after the defeat on Kosovo field, and to return to the despot the possessions he had previously taken from him, except those held according to their earlier contracts. In 1458, Vrsats passed from the hands of Brankovic to the Hungarian magnate Mikhail Zilagyi. After Zilagyi's capture and execution in Constantinople, Vrsats became a royal possession once again. Vrsats was a free city until 1552, when it was conquered by Ahmed Pasha, the second vizier of Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent, during the Timoshara campaign. Vrsats castle is now under state protection. The castle was declared an immovable cultural asset of great importance and was protected as a cultural monument in 1948. Conservation and restoration work on the Vrsats Tower was carried out in 1984 and 1993. From 1997 to 2002, archaeological work was carried out. Work on restoring the donjon tower and parts of the fortress began in 2009 and was completed in 2015 when the partially restored Vrsats Tower was ceremonially opened to visitors. The tower testifies to the turbulent past of people in this area of Europe, attracting not only the people of Vrsats, but also numerous tourists.